Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Looking at the reports of the third plenum, this happens only every 5 years, and it's a measure of the economy and what is to be done. I come to the headlines in London, Financial Times. China cuts interest rates in bid to prop up lagging economic growth. Subhead, reductions come in wake of Communist Party's third plenum, but impact likely to be moderate, warn analysts. Gordon, the third plenum, it had great ambitions to solve what appears to be a cliff that they're either plunging over or about to plunge over. Do interest rates answer the third plenum's ambition? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. And I think the answer is probably not as much as people expect. You know, in our economy, if the Fed lowers interest rates, you know, people will go out and borrow because there's a reason to invest. In China right now, there is such gloom and pessimism that even a lowering of interest rates is not going to convince companies to go out and invest for a future that looks pretty bleak. So unless there is a structural reform, which everyone wants, but the Communist Party is not delivering, I don't think that interest rates are really going to affect productive activity. What they will do, John, is they'll put pressure on the renminbi, and we could see outward flows from China because of that.
There are three sectors to look at. One is the property. We'll speak of it. Two is manufacturing, the factory floor of the world. And three is the consumer. I want to start with the consumer because it's the least indicating of success. Once upon a time, it was maybe 43-42% of the economy and growing. That was 10 years ago under a different leadership. I mentioned that the Financial Times now officially calls Xi a strongman. Strongman, not president, not general secretary, strongman. Before strongman Xi's reign, the consumer sector was said to be growing. Now it's in retreat. Most recent numbers are 39% of the economy is consumer. Compare that to how the U.S. prospers. We're 70% plus consumed, and we consume not only goods but services. Gordon, 39 looks like a defeat. Did the third plenum answer the problem?
No, it didn't. You know, economists around the world, most famously Paul Krugman, before the third plenum were urging the Communist Party to emphasize consumption, de-emphasize manufacturing. Xi Jinping, that was not advice that he was willing to take. I think partly because empowering consumers would weaken the Communist Party, but also because it would weaken his hold over core Communist Party constituencies. So, for instance, the state banks and state enterprises. So the third plenum communique had a very short portion of a sentence about encouraging consumer demand. But there was nothing in the communique that suggested that that was the real outcome of the plenum. It's, again, going back to Xi Jinping's emphasis on state enterprises and on manufacturing. So clearly, we are not going to see a structural reform that everyone wanted to see.
And the manufacturing, the Financial Times and the letters the Financial Times emphasize is about high-end manufacturing, microchips, new technology, robots, looking at dominating a part of the sector that's almost, you'd have to say, a hobby for the Chinese, given the poor state of employment. There are very few jobs in those industries. And so she's going with high tech is going to get us out of this. Does that make sense, Gordon?
I don't think that it makes sense because, yes, China does lead the world in industrial application of technology. They've got perhaps the most advanced factories on the planet. But as people say, these are islands of excellence in a sea of just dismal economic performance. You know, Xi Jinping talks about these new quality productive forces. And yes, China can put a lot of money in them. They'll waste a lot of money, but they will have success. But unfortunately, you have to look at the economy as a whole. And the economy as a whole is a disaster. And these islands of excellence are just going to be swamped by the waves of the problems in the Chinese economy.
The statement from the man, this is from Beijing, from the party itself, a man who's said to be deputy director in charge of the party's financial and economic affairs, Han. This shows, meaning the results, that China's economic recovery is not strong enough, and there is divergence in the performance between regions, industries, and businesses. Can you translate that, Gordon? Because it seems impenetrable except for the not strong enough part.
Yeah, this was a very pessimistic statement that is derived from a statement made by Li Chang, the premier, in other words, the head of the central government. At the World Economic Forum in Dalian last month, he said that the Chinese economy was not strong enough to take strong medicine. And that was interpreted by everybody correctly as a sign that Li Chang thought the Chinese economy was very weak. And so there's nothing to dispel that from what we've seen, especially the report of second quarter GDP. China reported 4.7% growth in the second quarter. Now, people might say that's a high number, but it's down from the 5.3% in the first quarter. And by the way, those numbers do not correspond to reality. China was barely growing last year. The economy has eroded since then. We could be at 0% growth right now. We could even be at contraction. These numbers that Beijing puts out are, though, an indicator of trend, and the trend is down.
Contraction is a polite word about deflation, which scares every economy. And there's reason to believe that deflation dominates the housing sector. Gordon and I and others have discussed housing for years. What's happened is not just a bubble collapsing, but a whole sector that was making that 9% GDP growth possible is gone with the wind. The state is now the only possible source of bailing out the municipals, governments who borrowed heavily to build apartment buildings in cities that no one wants to live in. So, Gordon, can China solve anything until it solves housing?
Very unlikely, because housing before the collapse was about 25% of GDP, maybe a little bit higher when you add in all the associated industries. Recently, they've been putting it under 20%. It's probably even less than that now. And it is a core of the Chinese economy. And the numbers coming out of the property sector are really very scary, with construction starts down, prices down, everything down. There is just no solution because China has too much housing. Last September, former official in the Statistics Bureau said China had enough vacant apartments for the entire population of 1.4 billion people. Analysts disputed that, saying that China has enough vacant apartments for 3 or 4 billion people. There's just no solutions, John.
And so what we're going to see is grass growing in those unbuilt towers. That's the future.
It's also the past. China's been destroying apartment blocks in order to rebalance supply and demand. Grass is already growing, John.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Rash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.